Episode 1066, Dreams Do Come True.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is the beginning of the week. It is Mindset Monday, and I hope you are ready for Christmas because Christmas is 2 weeks away. Okay, don't panic. It's all right. You can get your list out. You'll have plenty of time. You know, I'm probably panicking a little bit too because I'm in the middle of traveling. I get to go down south. We are going to go. Yes, we have put an offer in on our house, and I am so excited that God is moving in miraculous ways in our life. And I cannot wait over the next few days and weeks and month or so to come sharing all of the excitement with you. Well, with it being Mindset Monday, we're talking about dreams do come true. Are you ready for yours? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, no matter how busyness consumes you, dreams do come true, but it's all up to you. Dreams require action, organization, and fortitude. Most find it easy to create and to plan how to make the dreams come true. However, trouble shows up in distractions, excuses, and detours, none of which any dreamer appreciates. Where have your dreams drifted? Did reality hit too soon with marriage or children? Maybe you had a medical setback, or finances have kept you strapped for years, and adding any extra funds to pursue your dream would be irresponsible. You can try and figure out why your dreams are stalled, but ultimately, it comes down to you. Dreams do come true. But it takes you to find your way back to your dream. When your dream began, you were at a different time in life. Think back to how life was then. Maybe less complicated, still financially challenged. Yet there was a spark, a passion that burned deeper than now. Dreams do come true. And with Christmas magic, lots of wishes and heavenly blessings, it's good to stir the heart because the trap of pen and paper planning says more about what you can't do than what you can. Where are you stuck with your dream? Have you just kind of let it sit back and not do anything? You've let everything else get in the way? Now, sometimes, yes, we have responsibilities, and we do have to put our dreams on the back burner. But at the same time, it's important that we honor those dreams, that keep coming back to us, that little bit of, oh, if only. What about those if onlys? Now, no, we're not talking about what if I married someone else differently. No, that's definitely for another episode. But we're talking about where you are with what you want to do with your life, your dream. Maybe it's to have and run a nonprofit. Maybe it's to write your own book. Maybe it's to have a podcast. Maybe it's to be a coach. Maybe it's to be a stay-at-home mom. Maybe it's to be the CEO of your own company. Whatever it is, it's your dream, and that matters. But unfortunately, we sell ourselves short. We take care of everybody else's dream, and we leave ours out. I was decorating our house for Christmas, and I got to tell you, I'm a little behind. Okay, so with selling our house, buying a new house, and everything in between, plus, you know, just living, you know, I got to go to sleep and get up and fix some meals in between times. And the kids, I've got to take them to their activities and we've got to work on homeworks and we have concerts and we have clinicals and we have finals. And I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on and on, you know. So I put Christmas off. Yeah, for me, it was too long. Normally, I have our Christmas tree up either the day after Thanksgiving, or depending on whether or not we're hosting Thanksgiving, sometimes I'll put it up just before Thanksgiving Because if we're traveling, then I can come home and I can go ahead and we can kick off the holidays immediately. So sometimes it's gone up as early as the second or third week of November. Not too early, but enough to kind of get that kick in, because I'm already listening to Christmas music. Well, in fact, I don't think I ever turn Christmas music off. It's always been a part of me. I just love the sounds of it, and it just brings joy to my heart. Well, as I was decorating the house for Christmas, I couldn't help but look at all the different things that I've collected over the years. And as I was setting them out, it was only myself and my youngest who was putting out all the decorations for Christmas. Just because of our schedules, that's what happened. Nothing wrong with that. It just is a fact. And so as I would pull them out, I would tell him the stories as to where they came from and the importance and the meaning of them. You see, we do that with our dreams. We put them in a box and we set them aside and we forget to get them out and let them tell us the meaning, why we were thinking what we were thinking, why we were attracted to that dream to begin with. Why did it even come? You see, dreams are like a Christmas cookie. They take a little time to finish baking, to be completely done and tasty and wonderful. You've got to have that perfect ingredient in the every stir. And when you combine it all together, you have the Christmas cookie. Where's your dream today? Are you taking it out of the box and dusting it off and seeing what works now for your dream? Or are you creating a new dream? You know, there's no right or wrong. Dreams do come true. It's all up to you. So you want to find that dream and get a little taste of it? I'm all for tasting, you know, cookies and all. Let's dive into some dreams too. Here is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Stir your heart. Stir your heart. Too many times we are allowing ourselves to be stuck, not just in a rut, but stuck in just what we know. We don't want to go back into the past because maybe it hurts too much. We don't want to look too far into the future because, well, it's an unknown. And a future, when you think about the future, that means that it's not a guarantee. And our bodies and our minds and our spirits, they're like, we want a guarantee. That's the now. And unfortunately, when we're in that little now box where we feel comfortable, we stay there and we don't move. We're frozen. We're frozen in time. Hence, we do the same thing over and over and over again. It's easier to let the habits take over than to create new ones. Right after Christmas comes what? New Year's. A chance for you to start something new, to dream a little bit more. I know we haven't gotten through all the holidays yet. We're still in the grunt of it. You still have a shopping list. You don't even know what to buy your spouse. That's okay. Don't panic. Because God's got you. The problem is you're just trying to get yourself all the time. You're trying to control this little box. You're trying to say, this is what matters right now. And if I let my heart go any more, then I'm going to disappoint myself. I'm going to fall short. I'm going to be a failure. There's no reason for me to try this because there's no way I will succeed. Whatever your excuses, whatever your distractions, whatever your detours, it's time to stir your heart. That's your kiss. Stir your heart, S-T-I-R. Number one, savor what matters. Those excuses, those distractions, they're going to come all the time, whether you're living your dream or not. Let me give you an example. We got a lot going on right now. And praise the Lord, He has provided a home for us. We're not done yet. It's not officially, quote unquote, sold. Now, our current home is sold here up north. But down south, we have a contract. However, we've got to go through all those little things, the inspections and the, you know, all this, the termite stuff. And you're like, oh my goodness gracious, will we get through it? Yes, we'll get through it. but there's always some hiccups along the way. Well, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of good going on. But then I get out of my car coming back after having, well, pretty much a great morning. And all of a sudden, I have a mechanical malfunction. Yes, one of my older refrigerators stops working. And I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. Now, in this family, there's a lot of us. So I have a couple fridges, to say the least. Let's say I have three. And it keeps me organized. We have stuff in, you know, one area. We have another stuff that's more like the party fridge. So when we have people over, that's where I would put the cake or the platters, et cetera. And then we have another area that I use for storage. I buy in bulk because there's so many. I feel like I go shopping. And then I tell the kids, well, you want to go get groceries? Just go out. This is where it is located, what color the fridge is. And they pick out what they want and they bring it inside. I know it sounds crazy, but it works for us. And so after I'm having this wonderful morning, I come home and I drive in and I'm having this mechanical malfunction and I'm like, this is not right. And I try to fix it. I'm like, there's nothing wrong. It'll all work out. And I stopped, literally stopped moving. I froze my brain for a moment because you know where it was headed? It was headed down this bunny trail that said, ha-ha, I got you. And even though things are going so great, I'm going to make sure there's something that goes wrong. And I took a deep breath and I said, okay, this is not going to control my morning. It's just a little mechanical thing. All will be well. It was simply that the door was left open a little bit longer than what it should have been. And so I had this beep going off saying, the degree of temperature for the fridge was not where it was supposed to be. And I'm like, seriously? So I said, all right, let's reset. Let's redo. And I simply took a deep breath and I said, Lord, you got this. I've done what I need to do. You've got control of it. I know you can handle the little stuff, including the mechanical malfunctions of a refrigerator. And so I'm stepping away from it and I'm trusting you. Now this just happened. And I walked away. And guess what? The alarm went off. Okay, maybe a couple hours later, but it does take time for a refrigerator to reset itself. And guess what? It's working fine now. If I would have allowed myself to derail, to just sit there and go, oh my gosh, I would have missed some other blessings in my morning that were still yet to come. That happened because I gathered my composure, and I said, nope, God's got this. He can put on his hat and take it, and I'm going. I'm doing what I need to do. And sure enough, he took care of it all. Savor what matters. Stop trying to, you know, focus on the little stuff that isn't really what it is. Maybe you forgot something at the grocery store. That doesn't mean it's the end of the day. You can find something else to use instead. Savor what matters. Number two, trim off the extra. That busyness that sucks us all in and consumes us, it consumes our mind, it consumes our heart, it consumes our body. Our body gets a toll of it, right? It really works us over. We get drained. We don't really have a good focus any longer. And it just wreaks havoc on our spirit. We become more anxious, less trusting, and our faith begins to dwindle. Trim off the extra. Do you really need to be doing the 20 things that you're doing right now? Or can you take a step back and say, you know what? It's okay if I give up these three things because over here, this really takes priority. Trim off the extra. See how your life shifts when you do that. Number three, ignite now. Here at Creature Now, we're talking about the now that God wants you in, the doors that he's opening. But the problem is we're wearing blinders. You have to open up your eyes, open up your mind, and open up your heart to ignite now. It's not about of the past. It's not about of the future. It's about now. So you have to step into that knowing that this is where I need to be. This is the next step, the right now step. And finally, number four, remember daily. Remember daily where you are, being aware, keeping that dream in front of you. Maybe no, you can't financially do some things with your dream right now, but that doesn't mean that you have to put it in a box and forget about it. When you have that dream, it keeps you what? Alive and smiling. God gave us incredible minds to do what we are to do here on earth. But the problem is we don't give our minds the opportunity to show us how God has created us. It's kind of a double whammy. So you got to stir your heart. Savor what matters. Trim off the extra. Ignite now and remember daily. Now, it's not easy. You know, some of us can really be a great baker when it comes to cookies. Another of us, not so much. Some of us need some help, and that's okay. Click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. I have a gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. It's my free gift to you. If you want to kind of untangle where you are right now, then this is for you. Click on that link, Take Aim. A little form will pop up, fill that out. It comes directly to me, and we will set up a call. We might even be able to squeeze it in before the holidays. My schedule's getting tight. I only have a few openings left. But I will do my best to serve you right where you are because you matter. If you've noticed the whole theme here about dreams coming true, because they do come true, is that you're to be present. God wants us to be present. He doesn't want us trapped in the future going, I really want to go there, but there's no guarantee there, right? Because God's got you. He's your guarantee for the future. And your past has already happened. So you have to learn from it. But it's the present that is what counts. But it takes you to realize that. It takes you to put it into action, to take aim, to understand that I need to have awareness. That's what mindfulness is. Having that mindset to be aware, to be present. Are you ready to stir your own heart today? I'm praying that you are. Because you know what? You don't want your dreams stuck in an old box. It's time to get them out. Dust them off a little bit and get a taste of what you love most. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.